I'm very happy now to welcome Judith Merriweather. She is lead clinical veterinarian at Claire Eddie Thaw Animal Hospital. That's the animal hospital at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And Ben Swan joins us once again. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hey, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be back. Glad you're back and happy.
And glad to welcome you, Judith, to the community of Santa Fe and to the animal hospital.
Thank you. It's a nice welcome. Coffee in the morning.
Yep.
Wonderful pastries.
Yes, indeed. Santa Fe Baking Company. Now, this is, if you're the lead veterinarian at the hospital, what do you actually do?
Right now, I am seeing clients the vast majority of the time. There's some personal stuff, personnel issues, and there's some policy work that needs to be done. But I kind of hit the ground running. They were working with relief vets only when I found out that the position was open. So they were patching it together, so to speak, and they needed somebody to come in and start seeing animals that needed treatment pronto. So we are 5 days a week right now, about to hire a second veterinarian and go to 6 days a week, but we are full service. So we had a large backlog of animals that needed basic dental services, surgical services, and ongoing health care when I came there. So usually it's 8 to 5 appointments and surgeries right now, with everything else as far as fitting into the community, making policy for the hospital, helping integrate the policy with the shelter needs, and becoming a balanced part of this whole shelter system. And then in addition to that, as I, you know, Ben and I will talk about in a little bit, trying to make the relationships with other veterinarians and clinics in the community consistent with what we see, so that we can be mutually beneficial to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've been really amazed by how wonderfully cooperative veterinarians seem to be with one another in general in this town.
There is more than enough business. This is a, I haven't been here that long, but this community is so supportive of the human-animal bond. People love their pets. People will go to great lengths to make sure that their pets receive everything that they would want for themselves, and that's been a fabulous thing to see. So as far as there being competition, the way that I see it, there really doesn't need to be, and I think that helps a lot. And then you just have fantastically talented vets in the area, too. I see the work of the other vets coming into our clinic, and it's, you have good vets here.
Now, are you treating the animals that are already at the animal shelter, strays that come in and all of that, or are people coming in from the outside saying, my dog has a tummy ache? Or
the goal of Claire Eddie Thaw Animal Hospital is to stop the relinquishment of animals to the shelter before it happens. So there are animals that will come in that have treatable conditions, that will come in for a euthanasia service, or will come to be relinquished by their owners because their owners can't afford the care anymore. In both of those situations, if it's something that can be fixed, and usually it can be fixed at a minimal cost with a little bit of know-how and a little bit of help, we can stop these separations and keep the relationship intact with the people. So there are situations where we will have animals come in for euthanasia that the owner actually doesn't want that, or the owner doesn't understand that there are other options, and those will get sent to us instead of being euthanized or relinquished to the shelter. Otherwise, if it's a treatable animal, they can be relinquished to the shelter. I just take the overflow. So they have fantastic shelter vets in back.
Yeah.
If somebody has a situation where they have something they can't tackle that day, then I will take it. We had a prolapsed uterus, you know, last week.
Good heavens.
And
yeah. 20, in
22
what?
Surgeries on the book for the one veterinarian that we had. And I said, okay, I can fix that.
In a dog? Together.
No, in a cat, actually. And
what do you do then?
Great.
Give it a hysterectomy?
So this is the one situation in which I am proud to say that I put a uterus back into an animal at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, which I will take out later. But she had kittens and needed to nurse, and the option was you can go in and do a hysterectomy. You can't do a hysterectomy from the outside. You still have to open the animal up and do the hysterectomy. But the feeling was she has two kittens that she just had. You know, moms are reluctant to nurse and painful and drugged up. So what's the best way to keep the mom and the kittens going through this? So we actually just replaced the the uterus, and she was happy this morning.
That's amazing.
Kittens were happy this morning.
You know, Mary Charlotte, I should tell you that, you know, we just dedicated this hospital about this time last year, and we opened it in the fall. So we're still, you know, letting people know that we're available to the public. And the great thing about the Clarietti Animal Hospital is that it's actually two hospitals in one. It's very separate from our shelter hospital is very separate from the public hospital. And we do that for a number of reasons to make sure that the infectious diseases are kept at a minimum. That it works well with that kind of a system, and it's wonderful to have that hospital in the middle at the shelter, right in the middle of between our adoptions and admissions building.
So it's on the grounds of the animal shelter.
Correct.
As opposed to the satellite clinic, which is next to Outback Steakhouse.
Exactly. We still have the Southside Clinic is still open. We do a lot of surgeries, and we have all kinds of our spay and neuter surgeries, and we have all kinds of grants and programs to help people with that surgery, because it's our number one mission is to make sure that we are out there, you know, cutting spaying and neutering as many animals as possible to cut back on homeless animals.
Right, and they are experts out there. I mean, if you think about it, if you go to somebody, you want them to be really good and do what they do frequently. So the spay and neuter, I think probably we will continue to do far more spays and neuters out at the satellite clinic and far more vaccines out of the satellite clinic, because that is their goal. The tricky stuff they kick to us, which we're fine with.
And so have you had any, how should we say it, kind of interesting, notable, or unusual cases lately?
That just sounds like one that...
Yeah, that was one.
That's a pretty amazing one.
It doesn't happen every day. I mean, we've had a fair number of, interesting to me, in that I'm fairly new to the area, a couple of tularemias, there's plague, there's tick-borne disease. Those are all fairly new and interesting. We have a fair number of things that are sent to us from other clinics that they've recognized that this is something significant, severe, needs treatment, needs help, done the diagnostics for us, but for whatever reason the owner can't afford the clinic without the sliding scale. So we've had several, you know, emergency splenectomies kicked to us. We've had a lot of really interesting dental stuff sent our way, retrieval of foreign bodies, buttons and cats. Need I go on? So,
The day my puppy, now probably 10 years ago, got into the pin cushion was scary day, because we had him x-rayed to see if we could actually see any pins, actual silver pins inside him, but he didn't eat them.
Right.
But they do eat all sorts of things.
Yeah. They do, and that's a really frequent one. Some days our radiology room is just glowing. We have so many of them. Animals eat the darndest thing. Yeah.
And you treat dogs, cats, rabbits, and everything else?
We're mostly dogs and cats right now. I'm very open to seeing rabbits and pocket pets. Pocket pets.
Small mammals.
I love rats. I spent the last several years working with rats behaviorally. So rats, ferrets, I pretty much will see everything, but we're still trying to clear that backlog of just basic dog and cat care that is necessary.
So if somebody comes to the clinic, they might just come. I mean, I've got two dogs. I might just come to the clinic for their annual checkup or for a veterinary problem. But if somebody can't afford to pay the full price of going to a private clinic, they can go to that hospital.
Right. And so we have a sliding scale, and we do take proof of income and need to take a look at a statement. But they can get a fairly significant discount. It makes a big difference to people. And then we're also fairly aware that we frequently need to work with people and not use the most expensive option necessarily, because we all want to use the highest and newest and most powerful drug and treatment with the best possible outcome, but sometimes that's not the best choice. So we stock things maybe a little bit differently than some of your higher-end clinics, with the understanding that some people need basic care with minimal costs associated, if that makes sense.
A lot of people say, why do Santa Fans treat animals so much better than they treat people?
I don't know if that's true.
I know, but I have to say, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I go to Smith Vet. I've had my dogs treated there forever, and I have thought and said, if I get sick, I want to go to Smith Vet.
Well, the
I have thought that too, seeing the animals that come from Smith Vet. I think I would like to go to Smith Vet. animals are for many people unconditional love and acceptance and an ability to provide care for something that is going to give you unconditional love and acceptance back. And that is a big deal. And humans are complicated, and pets are not so complicated. I mean, we certainly have behavioral complications. But when you see people in the office just absolutely breaking down because they cannot pay for basic care for their animal, or they feel that their animal is suffering, or they can relate to something that they're feeling, it's pretty clear that there's a relationship there that people feel comfortable having that they may not feel comfortable having with another person.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, we're talking to Judith Merriweather and Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and Judith is the lead clinical veterinarian at their fairly new animal hospital, the Claire Eddy Thaw Animal Hospital. And you've got some fun stuff coming up.
That's right. We always have fun stuff. You know, the best thing about our shelter, our community shelter, is that we really try to get a lot of animals into the community, and we try all different kinds of things. One of them, tomorrow night, we're having our Pies, Pitchers, and Pits event, which is a great fun thing to do Wednesday evenings at Back Road Pizza on 2nd Street. That's where we introduce to this. Well, Piper, who runs the Back Roads, is such an incredible pit lover, advocate for pit bulls and pit bull mixes. She sponsors an adoption once a month of the fee for a pit bull at the shelter, and then she wanted to just make sure that people understand how great these animals can be. So she's got this event that she's set up, and that's every Wednesday. She has some specials on pizza and beer, and then we also let the community there get to know a pit bull and fall in love with it. I was there last week. It was fun. I brought around, just took everybody by surprise by letting this dog come up and say hi to everybody. It was fun. They have a patio area, which is very nice, you know, because now
you can let dogs on patios.
Yes, you can have dogs on patios, and it's really fun. And that's from 4 to 7.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Exactly. And then I also wanted to tell you that we have so many kittens now. I know kittens aren't your favorite thing, so they can be, though.
The kittens are the cutest thing
they really are
in the whole world,
so
besides puppies.
We have so many of this. As many people know, it's kitten season, so we are smitten with kittens.
Smitten with kittens.
Is there anything that isn't wordplay?
No, that's...
Puns,
yeah, Bill was much better than...
Alliteration.
Bill was much better at that than I am, but I try to keep up the tradition. And so we're having a 2-for-1 adoption special. As Bill would say, double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yes.
Adopt 2 kittens for the price of 1.
Oh.
So everybody who wants to come and get a kitten, there, why not take 2? It's a lot more fun to have 2 in your house than...
My friend just adopted 2 kittens called Boris and Natasha.
Oh, very good.
And Natasha is all black, and the other one's kind of a bunch of different colors. And there are now even more cat videos on Facebook, but it's really great to see the 2 of them snuggling together and playing together and sort of amusing each other, even as he is amused by them
and they
just become best friends. Yeah. No, but it's good to have 2 cats. I think it's good to have 2 dogs as well.
2 or 3 or 4 or 5, right, Judith?
More than one.
More than one. It's always nice to have a pack.
Multiple animals.
Yeah. Well, I always say that 2 is pretty easy. 3 gets a little more complicated, but 2 is actually ideal, I think, in my mind.
2 cats, 2 dogs.
Exactly. Oh, I did want to say that Gogo will be joining us tomorrow night.
Now, who's Gogo?
Gogo is a beautiful American Pit Bull mix. So he's very friendly. He enjoys company to other dogs, and they absolutely love. That's the thing about pit bull mixes and pit bulls. They just love people.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be a little snarky to other animals, to other dogs, but that can happen with all breeds. But pit bulls generally are, you know, they were known as the nanny breed, and they're there to be with people, to watch their peoples, their peeps. So Gogo
is... So Gogo is...
Here's a picture of Gogo.
Black and white.
Little tuxedo guy.
58-pound, beautiful, beautiful dog.
Oh, Gogo was a blood donor for us, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, we had to do a transfusion, and we couldn't find any whole blood in the entire area. We had a really critical case that was not going to make it if it didn't get blood. So they trotted Gogo over there, and he was fantastic. I love that dog.
Now, the thing about
he really deserves a home.
So he's already a humanitarian dog.
Of course. He is. He's a lifesaver.
Or dogitarian.
I love that. He's very calm and gracious kind of guy, so it would be great to mm-hmm. have him find a home there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you get a special deal on pizza and beer. So, hey, you got your dog, you got your beer, you got your pizza. What else?
They've got that nice gluten-free pizza over
there.
They
do, actually.
It's delicious. It's even delicious to people who aren't gluten-free.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now I'm hungry. Sorry.
I know. I love their pizza. I love pizza.
And then I also
pizza. Let's look at the kitty.
Brava and Annie. They're kind of, the photos aren't the best, but they're just, kittens are so hard to take pictures of. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but they like to move around quite a bit. So anyway.
Another reason why there's so many videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of videos, did you see our, the Puppy World Cup that we did?
I saw the Puppy World Cup.
That's right.
And I almost died of cute overload.
Right.
It was these little shelter puppies playing with a soccer ball.
With bandanas. I want to know who made the bandanas.
Yeah, with little American red, white, and blue 4th of July bandanas. It was the cutest thing ever.
Almost seriously crafty.
Yeah.
Did you make that, Ben?
I did not. It was Anna Yeager. But she's like, what happens when you put a soccer ball with a bunch of puppies? Somebody said, why didn't you do it with kittens? And we're like, well, we will. Although now that the U.S. has lost, I don't know, the steam isn't there.
But yeah, but the video is still just very, very beautiful, and it is on what, your Facebook page?
It is on our Facebook page, and it's also on our website, sfhumanesociety.org.
sfhumanesociety.org. Let's go back for a moment to the hospital, the Claire Eddy Thaw Animal Hospital at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. Is it a walk-in clinic, or how does it work?
Oh, okay. Our policy on this is going to have to change to suit the need. We are not a walk-in clinic right now. When I came, we were doing appointment only, simply because we just have one vet right now. We're going to two. We get maybe four to eight walk-ins every day. And our take on that is if you have an animal, it needs help. We're not going to tell you to go away, but you may have to wait. So right now, if people call and ask if we are a walk-in clinic, we usually try to discourage any walk-in activity. But, I mean, honestly, if somebody shows up, they need help, we'll find a way to help them.
And as you said, you're going to get another veterinarian. Now, spay neuter continues apace.
Right. And you know what's great about our clinic on the south side, 2570 Camino Entrada, is that we have these free spay days. Tuesdays, we focus on Chihuahuas. Thursdays, we focus on anything else, all dogs. And it's incredible to see. I love to go there and just watch the energy because they go through about 20, 25 surgeries that in the morning, so it's pretty hectic, it's pretty fast.
Every Tuesday and Thursday is free spay day?
It's free spay day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So basically, you do have to make an appointment, and 474-6422 is the number to make that appointment. But they've also expanded our vaccination clinics to Tuesdays and Fridays, so Tuesday afternoon and all day Friday. So, and those are great because they're first come, first serve, walk in, you just get inexpensive vaccinations for your animals. So it's
and
really
I do
great
that
service.
Every year or every time it comes up with the heartworm and everything else.
It's important to keep on top of that, isn't it, Dr.
Yes.
Merriweather?
Yes.
All right, so Judith Merriweather is lead clinical veterinarian at the Claire Eddy Thaw Animal Hospital at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and Ben Swan is communications director.
Animal person at large,
man about town, and don't forget the secondhand stores.
Oh, right. Our resale stores are so phenomenal. They're so fun. They just really support all our programs, and people love them, and they're getting more and more popular.
One of them next to the satellite clinic on Camino Entrada.
Exactly. One right across the street from here.
And one right across the street. I'm practically looking at
it
from
yesterday.
The Santa Fe Baking Company.
Lots of good stuff. So remember, Smitten with Kittens, 2-for-1 kitten adoptions. So we'll be at PetSmart this weekend. So people who want to find their best buddy can go there and get two for the price of one.
Ben Swan and Judith Merriweather, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte.